Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
The other day, for some reason, the drama that unfolded in Thailand's Chiang Rai province last June came to mind. You'll recall that 12 boys and their soccer coach set out to explore a cave deep under a mountain. Their journey took them deep into that cave. The monsoon season rains arrived shortly thereafter, blocking their exit and leaving them trapped. As all the world knows, those boys and their coach were not to emerge from that cave for 2 weeks. They eventually lost all sense of time and became filled with fear and a growing sense of hopelessness. We could say that they were terrified at their possible fate. Here in the U.S., after more than 3 weeks of steady news about misdeeds of some priests and bishops, subsequent cover-ups, and now accusations and counter-accusations, well, let me just say that I and many of you with whom I've spoken might well be able to empathize with that group trapped in the cave in Thailand. We're feeling a sense of gloom and uncertainty. Fortunately for us, as on so many other occasions, the readings from today's scripture are like a high-intensity beam of light amidst the darkness. For in all of scripture, there's only one formal definition of religion, and it appears in today's reading from James. It's not an exhaustive definition, but his words give us a helpful starting point for reflecting on the meaning of true religion, which is about friendship with God, being just, taking action, and praying. To begin with, James tells us that true religion is all about closeness to God, or rather, God's closeness to us. Do you and I appreciate each day God's unconditional love for us and God's desire for our happiness? 2 weeks ago, my homily focused on the abuse crisis. And in that, I tried to stress the importance of continuing to ground ourselves in God's love for the world as expressed in the person of Jesus. Second, the pursuit of justice is also part of true religion. Psalm 15 that we just heard sung paints a beautiful picture of the just person as someone who lives blamelessly, who honors the Lord by dealing with others honestly, especially those men and women who are at the margins. A third characteristic of true religion is practical action. James's letter insists that we be doers of the word and not hearers only. The truth of our Christian faith is not something simply to be admired or contemplated. The truth is something to be acted upon. And here, I'd like to land for a moment and name a few specific actions that may apply to our current situation. While the apologies and expressions of sorrow of the past few weeks over the behaviors of too many leaders in our church may have been necessary and appropriate, they are insufficient. We also need to lay the groundwork for structural change. One specific way is to look at the work of the late Archbishop John Quinn. He led the Archdiocese of San Francisco for 20 years, and during that time, Quinn was also a courageous leader of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. He wrote and spoke widely about ways to decentralize the church, and to do so in a manner that's entirely consistent with the practices of the church from its earliest centuries. May I suggest that you try Googling Archbishop John Quinn Synod. That's S-Y-N-O-D. Another way to be a doer of the word amidst this current crisis is to familiarize ourselves with what's defined as best practices and standards in a church context. Over the past 15 years, the Leadership Roundtable on Church Management has done exactly that. The Leadership Roundtable's recommendations are hard-hitting and action-oriented. They refer to developing transparency and accountability, ensuring checks and balances, and rebuilding based on measurable changes by leadership. They also lay out numerous principles for establishing shared governance with the laity. And you can learn more about them by checking out leadershiproundtable.org. To be doers of the word can also mean lobbying and emails and letter writing. In 2016, Pope Francis instituted a commission on the women's diaconate. By our letters and emails to our bishop, Patrick McGraw, and to the U.S. Nuncio, Archbishop Christoph Pierce, might we encourage them to see what they can do to help that process come to a conclusion, and also to encourage the Pope to recommend inclusion of women in this clerical state? Fourth and finally, prayer and contemplation are also elements of true religion. 2 weeks ago, I stressed the importance of prayer in my remarks. In today's gospel passage, when commenting on the Pharisees' adaptation of the laws pertaining to food and ritual purity, Jesus insists that what really defiles a person is not what goes into one's mouth, but what comes out of their heart. It is prayer that attunes our hearts to God's desire for us. Prayer enables us to be hearers and doers by cultivating attitudes and actions that are called, among other things, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, to be loving, joyful, peaceful, kind, generous, faithful, and self-disciplined. And to all of my specific suggestions, let me add a large dollop of humility. The first ideas may not be the best ideas, and one must always be subject to discretion and a critical evaluation in the context of our Christian faith. Yet that said, during this Labor Day weekend, which for so many of us marks an important turning point in our mental calendars, may each of us reflect on how we live out our true religion by recognizing God's faithfulness to us, by considering the role of justice in our lives through practical action and by prayer. The journey of the next few weeks and months will not be easy. Like those young people trapped in that cave in Thailand, we may begin to lose strength along the way. You and I may feel like we're spending an inordinate amount of time on our hands and knees crawling toward progress. Yet, we will most assuredly find our way, thanks be to our loving God, and through the life, death, and destiny of the Lord Jesus, who guides us and shows us a model of practicing true religion.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.